Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Fractured Republic is a political and social policy book by Yuval Levin that examines how American public life has changed under the pressure of individualism, institutional decline, and geographic sorting. Written in the tradition of conservative political thought, it is less a partisan argument than a diagnosis of how the United States moved from a more mediated, institution-rich society to one defined by weaker intermediate institutions and sharper personal and regional fragmentation. Levin argues that many modern frustrations come from expecting national politics to solve problems that have been pushed downward into families, communities, workplaces, and local associations. The book does not simply lament social breakdown. It tries to reimagine a social contract that better fits a diverse, decentralized, and highly individualistic country. Its purpose is to shift attention away from abstract national fixes and toward the institutions that actually sustain civic life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, America's central problem is not only polarization but fragmentation. Levin treats American disorder as deeper than ordinary partisan conflict. His core claim is that the country has become socially and institutionally fragmented, meaning that many people now live in different civic worlds, work in different kinds of economies, and rely on different social structures. This fragmentation shows up in the way communities are divided by class, geography, and culture, but also in the way the modern economy and communication system encourage independence over shared obligations. The book argues that simply winning elections or changing policy at the federal level cannot reverse this condition, because the problem is not only what government does, but what has happened to the social fabric around it. That diagnosis helps explain why so many political disputes feel unresolvable. Americans are no longer participating in the same institutions with the same expectations. Levin's analysis is significant because it reframes national dysfunction as a structural and civic issue rather than only an ideological one. Secondly, the weakening of intermediate institutions leaves citizens isolated. A major theme in the book is the decline of institutions that once connected individuals to broader public life, such as families, churches, civic organizations, unions, and local associations. Levin argues that these intermediate institutions are essential because they translate personal needs into forms of mutual responsibility. When they weaken, people become more dependent either on the market alone or on distant national bureaucracy, both of which are poor substitutes for local belonging and practical support. The book suggests that modern individualism has not simply expanded freedom. It has also thinned out the structures that help people use freedom well. This is why Levin is concerned with what might seem like small-scale social forms. They are not peripheral to democracy, but foundational. His argument is that a healthy republic needs more than rights and preferences. It needs institutions that cultivate habits of responsibility, trust, and shared purpose. Without them, public life becomes more brittle and citizens more isolated from one another. Thirdly, federal power should be modest because social life cannot be centrally designed. Levin is skeptical of the idea that national government can repair cultural and social fragmentation by itself. In his view, many of the most important features of human flourishing are not generated by central planning and cannot be reliably produced through federal programs. This does not mean he rejects government action altogether. Rather, he argues that government should be judged by whether it strengthens the conditions for local initiative and civic renewal. The practical implication is a preference for subsidiarity, decentralization, and institutional humility. If society is made up of many overlapping communities with different needs, then a one-size-fits-all national solution will often miss the mark. Levin's point is not merely administrative efficiency. He believes that excessive reliance on the state can crowd out the habits of self-government that a republic requires. A renewed social contract, therefore, would accept limits on what politics can do and would encourage a richer distribution of responsibility across society. Fourthly, a renewed social contract must fit a plural and highly individualistic society. The book does not call for a return to some lost homogeneous past. Instead, Levin asks how a social contract can be renewed for a country that is larger, more diverse, and more individualistic than the one earlier generations knew. His answer is to look for a framework that respects personal liberty while also rebuilding shared obligations through institutions that are closer to daily life. This is why the book is interested in the balance between autonomy and affiliation. Levin recognizes that modern Americans value freedom and choice in ways that older civic models did not fully anticipate. But he argues that freedom becomes socially destructive when it is detached from durable commitments. The challenge is to preserve individual dignity without dissolving common life. In this sense, the book is constructive rather than nostalgic. It does not ask readers to reject modernity, but to adapt the republic's governing habits so that they are compatible with both liberty and belonging. That makes the book a proposal for institutional renewal rather than simple social criticism. Lastly, civic renewal depends on rebuilding trust, responsibility, and local participation. Levin's practical emphasis is on the habits that make self-government possible. He suggests that trust is not produced by rhetoric alone, but by repeated participation in institutions where people are known, accountable, and needed. Local participation matters because it makes civic life concrete. People see the effects of their choices, encounter disagreement in manageable settings, and learn to cooperate with those unlike themselves. The book implies that renewal should begin where relationships are real and consequences are visible, rather than only in abstract national debates. This is also why Levin pays attention to the tone of public life. A fractured republic cannot be repaired if citizens relate to one another only as consumers, clients, or ideological adversaries. They must again experience themselves as members of a shared civic order. The argument is deliberately practical. Rebuilding America requires not just better policies, but better institutions and better civic habits. That combination is what gives the book its moral and political force. In conclusion, The Fractured Republic will be especially useful to readers interested in political theory, civic renewal, public policy, and the future of American conservatism. It is also valuable for anyone trying to understand why contemporary politics often feels disconnected from the deeper causes of social strain. Rather than offering a campaign-style argument or a narrow policy agenda, Levin develops a broader diagnosis of the country's institutional and social condition. Readers gain a framework for thinking about how individualism, decentralization, and institutional decline interact, and why national solutions so often fall short of lived reality. What sets the book apart from many other works in this genre is its emphasis on intermediate institutions and social architecture. It asks not only what government should do, but what kinds of communities, associations, and local practices make democratic life sustainable. That gives the book lasting relevance beyond any single election cycle. It stands out as a disciplined attempt to connect political theory with the everyday structure of American life, making it especially worthwhile for readers who want a serious, institution-centered account of renewal. If you would like to support Yuval Levin, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.